like the upcoming recession, people are talking about it with fear, and investors and wealthy people are like talking about, hell yeah, the recession is coming. Like, it's time. We're ready to go. And yes, poor people are like, oh my God, the recession's coming.
Right now, my best advice for recession people, clean up your credit.
Yes.
Pay off bullshit debt. Si tienes dinero alzado, 20 grand alzado, get that, pay off your credit cards. And yet, here they are with $20,000 in debt, paying thousands of dollars in interest and fees. Yep. I don't get that shit, dude. No entiendo. Take your 30 grand, wipe off your credit debt. Then you're going to see some more money because you're going to be saving money. Start saving with a purpose in mind, a plan. That's my best advice.
Welcome to the Charosteca podcast, where we believe our families didn't come this far for us to just come this far. I'm your host, Francisco Galvez, with my co-host,
Conrado Bautista.
Bro, this podcast came from questions from Instagram.
Right.
Thank you guys for letting us know what topics do you want to me and Conrado talk about. And this is a money podcast.
Yep.
Recession's coming. Gas mm-hmm. prices here in California uh-huh. hitting $7. You know, everybody's saying save your money, that the recession's coming. And guess what we're saying? You know what? It's not about the tactics, because I know people want to hear tactics because it's so romantic and like, oh my God, teach me the 1, 2, 3 step.
The rah, rah, rah.
You know, and yeah. that's, in another mm-hmm. words, it's just give a man a fish. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd rather me and you teach a man how to fish. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. a lot of people just want the whipped cream. You know, they want the sugary stuff. Like, oh my God, like I want to look famous. I want to look good. I want to look wealthy.
Right.
Not knowing that there's a piece of caca that you're putting whipped cream over. Right?
Right, right.
At the end, it might look a badass cake, right? But when you cut through.
Go in there deep.
Go in there. It's like, what the hell?
What the fuck is this?
It's that smell. So what we're doing in this podcast is answering these questions. Thank you guys for sharing. It comes down to one thing and one thing only. And me and Conrado go through it. And mm-hmm. you guys might get triggered. You guys might be like, no, that's not it. I'm like, I'm going to tell you, that is it. You know? What do you think?
It's a good podcast, guys. It's a podcast. it's a lot of questions where we answer in one podcast. Pretty much we entice all kinds of stuff like life insurance versus GoFundMe. How do we feel about elders giving us financial literacy? What worked for them may not work for us nowadays. So un poquito de todo, hablamos de money, where it's real. We're keeping it real. We're not teaching you the 40-minute program, how to get rich scheme bullshit. No, nada de eso. There's no such thing. We're keeping it real. And we give you great advice how to get started. Like, we give a list of 5 books, again, where you got to start with your mindset. You got to charge. You got to change that first. Es cargar el teléfono, cargar la pila, ¿verdad? In order for you to make the calls and make the whatever you want to do on your phone. Same thing here. Paquito lo dice mejor, ¿verdad? Que ponte las pilas.
Agarra el rollo.
Agarra el rollo y ponte las pilas.
So this episode here is agarra el rollo y ponte las pilas and
this
money.
This is it. Yeah. This is it, guys. Like, no hay excusas. We're not going to give you a secret formula where it's guaranteed to work for success. Try it like this. No. Cada quien is going to take it their own way, pero it works. It just, you got to make it yours.
And it works because it is what it is. It's right. A law.
Yeah.
The law of success here. We're not talking about opinions and tactics and strategies. We're talking about laws.
That's it.
Know?
Simple.
And it comes down to this specific law. And I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys do. And I know it might be an uncomfortable conversation, uncomfortable feeling. However, let us know in the comments. Let us know. Review. Let us know. And I could guarantee you 100% if you read the books that we tell you, that we told you, you will change your perspective.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, to let you guys go. There's a saying that's, if you want to see a miracle, just change your perspective.
Yeah, dude.
That's all you need. And we'll explain what that means.
Yep.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
Okay, órale.
What do you call this, Conrado? This is a listener request.
Andale.
So we put it up on Instagram, what topics, what do you guys want us to talk about? And this is episode that we want to talk. So we're going to get a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. We're like, man, I think we could all just mix it into one podcast. So what are the questions, Conrado?
All right. So the questions were life insurance over GoFundMes.
Life insurance over GoFundMes. Okay.
The second topic was how to save money.
Okay.
And the funny part, the emoji, pointing little crying faces. The third question was, or topic, overcoming money fallacies taught by elders.
Okay.
And then the fourth one, financial literacy in this upcoming recession.
Okay, cool.
Damn.
Cool. I like those. Mm-hmm. And this is a money podcast. And let's start first with, which is the GoFundMe. So for me, how I read that, it was when there's a funeral, right?
Right.
When there's a funeral, usually we'll do the car washes. And then now in times with the internet, we'll do GoFundMes. Right. And I've seen that a lot. You know, oh, se murió tal persona. We need to do a GoFundMe for this person.
Right, right.
How I see the life insurance is like, yeah, life insurance is one of those things that we don't appreciate until life is gone. Until we need it. Right? Until we need it. And right. How I see it is financially responsible. Hell yeah. However, does anyone want to cough up $50 to $70 a month for life insurance?
No, they don't.
Do you want to cough up $100 for your car insurance?
We do it all the time.
Or even our fucking $20 phones. No manches, like, so imagine for life, and then you pass away or some accidents, whatever ended up happening, and now you have to give the burden of a funeral to your family. I have life insurance.
Me too.
Straight up. Let's just be frank with that.
Oh, yeah.
Anything can happen. And do I really want to give the burden to my wife, to my children, of running a damn business or whatever? Like, no, like I want to know that I could sleep good at night. So that's what I do. I pay the $70 life insurance. Mm-hmm. It covers half a mil. That's enough. And like, of course, my life is worth more than that, just so you guys fucking sepan. However, that gives my wife something, right? Like, and instead of her having to get money out of the savings, do a car wash, do a GoFundMe, I personally don't feel that it's responsible as a father, as a man,
right,
deeply as a man, for me not to have life insurance. It'll be selfish of me to think about myself.
Right.
And that's just how I see it. I see it as my manly duty, my responsibility to my family, my responsibility to the woman that I love the most, to not have her. She's already going to go through pain. She's going to be like, my husband passed away. And for me to add on top of that financial burdens on top of that, I don't feel comfortable about it.
This is a topic, Rick, is not comfortable. It's not one of those topics you want to sit down and talk to a family member or any person, even a podcast listener. This is a topic that's like, oh, wey, como te incomoda, right?
It does.
Nobody likes to talk about deaths and
money,
preparations and money. These are topics you just don't go there, right? Because incomodan. Pero guess what? Here at the podcast, Charles Deca Podcast, we're going to do it anyway. So if we hurt your feelings, qué bueno. Because that's what we're here for.
Do something about it.
Right, exactly. Mira, Paquito, we hit it. You said it perfectly. It's your manly duty, yeah? And then if you're a female, también. I mean, it's not the only man died.
I'm speaking for myself, yeah.
Yo también, igual. Fíjate, for example, my family. I'm the only one covered. My wife, la cancela el de ella. She had it through her work. Ya no lo ofrecen. Doesn't need it. I'll be fine. Me da, God forbid, algo le llegara a pasar a ella. I think our lifestyles will be okay. My daughters and I will be fine. Me da, claro, we're going to miss her. We're going to be so sad, etc. Well, you know.
It's our face reality.
Right, yeah, it's a reality. Es caro enterrar a alguien hoy en día. It ranges from, like, from 20 to 25 grand, bro. Con todos los servicios, it's fucking expensive. Pero I think we'll manage. We'll be fine. Now, let's turn it around, ¿verdad? I die.
Yeah.
I'm the breadwinner, dude. So, yo fallezco. Not only are they going to be sad, not only are they going to be stressed out about the whole immediate expenses, the funeral y todo eso, but going forward, after ya está enterrado yo y todo, now what? What happens to their lifestyle? What happens to everything that they're used to, where they live, where everything, what happens? Todo se tiene que vender, todo se tiene que deshacer. Yeah. O sea, they're going to change completely. Their whole lifestyle is going to go south. So yo tengo 1.3 coverage, okay, 1.3 million. And the reason I got so much, because we have a really good friend in common, fíjate, he hooked it up. I couldn't even believe the numbers. $70 a month, what I pay. I was super healthy at the time. So I suggest if you're younger, healthy, decently fit, no fumas, dude, you go get great coverage nowadays for like $50-$70 a month. And we're not selling anything. It's simplemente, hear me out, dude. 1.3, ¿verdad? I have three other kids afuera de mi marriage. My instructions, $100,000 a cada uno. That'll jumpstart them to a little business, to a home, to apartments, etc. You could do a lot, $100,000. No, you're not going to solve your life with that. You're not, especially in today's time. But it's a jumpstart, ¿verdad? Un empujoncito. Now, my other kids and my wife, it's $1,000,000 flat para ellos. That's going to cover a lot. Yeah, ella tiene instructions what to do. You take some of that money, comprate más apartments. You take some of that other money, you buy yourself a business, you buy yourself a commercial. Ella tiene instrucciones, ¿verdad? I'm thinking way the fuck ahead. Si algo me llega a pasar a mí, your lifestyle, I need it to be the same or better.
And not worse, which is a GoFundMe way.
Right, right. My daughters will be sad. My wife will be sad. Pero igual, I don't want to disrupt their life. I don't want to fuck them over. More.
Or at least for them to get back on their feet.
Back in their feet. At least, okay, yes, we lost and we're sad, but nothing else got disruptive. Because I die, they're sad, and then yet they're stressed, they're broke, they're, you know, selling shit, they're giving up their home, going to an apartment. Está cabrón, güey. I mean, está muy cabrón.
Y eso me da miedo. Like, all of that. Like, when that question came in, I was like, let me wrap my head around it. And yeah, like, for me, that's one of my biggest fears, that something, knock on wood, can happen to me or you or the listener.
Yep.
And now it's like you never thought about it, and now you left a burden to your family or to your girlfriend, to your husband, to your wife, and now it's like what a selfish kind of a thing. And we don't think about it like that. No. We just, oh, pobrecito passed away. However, me feeling responsible, I feel the responsibility that I have to have life insurance.
Right.
Of course. Nothing is free. There's a cost of it. However, you never know. And
uno se gasta eso en comer afuera. Anywhere. You could go shit. Anywhere.
And we're not advertising to anybody. next time that our friend that's Primerica or World Financial Group. Or
anybody
that,
you know with life insurance. You know what? Hear them out.
Hear them out a little bit more. You know, just don't think they're like freaking Jehovah's Witnesses hiding and shit. Like, you know what? Like, pay attention. Like, the information is golden. You know, you might not buy it now. However, get more educated. Let that information sink in. It might sink in 6 months. And then later on, something's going to happen with the family member, and then you're gonna see a GoFundMe funeral, and you're gonna be like, you know what, that Primerica dude that I talked to about a year ago, can you give me more information?
Dandale.
So dun.
Bro, it's so funny you fucking mentioned that, Paco, because life insurance people, they get treated like that, like pesky salesman. Oh, vete para allá. No, dude, the longer you wait, the more expensive it's gonna be. Your premium is gonna go up, especially for males, because our life span is smaller, shorter than a woman's. So, va a subir más caro. We put on some weight. Olvídate. Fumamos de vez en cuando. Olvídate. So, the sooner you get to talk to your agent, the sooner you get to lock it in at a better price. Igual, it's not for everyone, ¿verdad? For some people, I've had some debates with friends of mine, good friends of mine. Estimo mucho one particular friend of mine. He does very well for himself. He's self-employed. Tiene su little company. And he's opposed to life insurance. Dije, why? Why are you opposed to it so badly? This is a topic we had with the two couples, my wife and myself, and then him and his wife. Me dice, no, para venir y dejarle todo al pinche Sancho, a la chingada, or the next husband. I'm like, dude, you can't think like that. You have to, dice.
No, yeah.
I mean, I know where he's coming from. Yeah. ¿Por qué se lo voy a poner tan fácil? So you start going to this other rant, pero have a conversation. At least if you don't buy today, have a conversation about it. And really look into something like that. And then as far as GoFundMes, it happens, you know. Hoy en día, I have a little rant. Like, give me a minute, man. I got a little rant. I got to say, a lot of the GoFundMes ahorita lo usan para mal. Antes, I get it. The whole family dies. And let's say, shit, like, la mamá quiere enterrar a su hijo, toda la familia. Okay, GoFundMe, fucking perfect.
Yeah.
La pobre señora no tiene la culpa que they weren't covered, etc. Or let's say I was not expecting one of my kids to pass, or I'm correct. Completely broke.
I get those.
You know, yeah, I get those it. GoFundMe, chingon.
Now, let's talk about the ones that piss you off.
The one that pissed me off. Right? Oh, my Lord. Gente, antes de perder, se lavaban el pinche carro. Antes de un kermés, comprabas comida y like a fundraiser, se le iba el dinero, good cause, ¿verdad? Enterrar. The ones that piss me off, ahí te va. People want a GoFundMe para comprar su primer carro. People have a GoFundMe, oh, help me support my kid that's in soccer. And I want to keep him. I have a cousin. You're hearing this. Sorry, bro.
GoFundMe account. GoFundMe. Quiero nuevas chichis.
Ándale. Pinche BBL. Que quiero operarme. Quiero quitarme. Quiero ponerme. GoFundMe. No.
There's GoFundMe's for everything now.
No. And I get it. You mean well, you know, for like your kids or your body or you want your car. I get it. A GoFundMe is not for that. You know what you need para eso? It's good old fashioned ponte chingarle, cabrón.
Agarra el rollo y ponte las pilas.
Exactamente. He has a whole book on this. Serio. GoFundMe is not for that. And yet people ahorita, they feel entitled. Es lo que va para atrás el entitlement.
I think it's all coming down to...
That's what it is.
Putting all of them together.
Yep.
Like the other question, which is how to save money, overcoming money fallacies taught by our elders, and financial literacy in this upcoming recession. Even the GoFundMes. I will tell you, first and foremost, how real do you think money is? Like, let's start with that. Like, do you think money is real? Like, do you really think that money is real? Because all it is, it's the money, all these questions, it's just a state of mind.
Yep.
How do you save money? the financial literacy and all that is how I would say is how you think of one thing is how you think of everything. How you do the little things is how you do the big things.
Right, right.
So it's not, I'll save money when, I'll buy the house when, I'll get the man when, I'll get the good girl when, I get the car when. It's not when, it's not have, be, do, or it has to be, do, and then have.
Right.
You have to be the person, you have to be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Before you're a millionaire,
mm-hmm.
to do, and then you'll have.
Yep.
People are getting that shit mixed up. And this is where I'm going. A lot of people are mixing these three words all around. Have, be, do, right?
Right? Right.
I'll have it, and then I'll become, and then I'll do it. that's entitled, right? I'll have it first,
yeah.
Then
yeah.
I'll be,
yep.
and then
yep.
I'll do.
Yeah,
it's like the person that says, pay me more and I'll do more.
Yeah.
That's in the frank, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In this case, if you save a dollar right now with the little bit that you're making,
right.
it's how you're going to save $1 million when you become a billionaire.
Correct.
If you don't save shit, it's not. So what I'm trying to come down with all of this is that it's not money. Right. I think with the capitalistic society, everything is about money and it is super important, right? Right. Money is the most important thing with things that cost money.
right
it's like, it's not the most important thing. I get the whole thing about money is not the most important thing. However, money is the most important thing with anything with paying bills.
Sí, claro.
You cannot pay your bills with tears. No. You cannot pay your bills with stories.
I mean, unless just la muchacha está bien bonita. No.
However, that's what I'm trying to say. Money is not the most important thing in life.
No.
However, it is the most important thing that involve money,
right?
The cost of the money.
Correcto.
And how is the way, it's not the money itself, it's how you see money.
Right.
There's a lot of books that we could recommend. Rich Dad Poor Dad, that book changed my freaking life, because I grew up saying save your money.
Oh,
save your money, right? Save your money. And then I now knowing, I was like, wow, at that point my parents, you know, they bought the little casita. And they're saying they have a nice little $10,000 savings in 1995.
Yeah, yeah.
How much will that $10,000 be worth in 2022?
Dude, it's
peanuts.
Nothing. You'll survive 2-3 months. That's it.
Right?
Then what?
So I am a believer of not saving money. I would have an emergency fund, which is of completely course. Different.
Right, right.
There's the rule of if you put $5 into a savings,
mm-hmm.
$5 into investing,
mm-hmm.
and $5 to tithing,
mm-hmm.
to give
mm-hmm.
back, right? $5 to your bank account, $5 to investing and $5 to giving back to something. What I'm trying to say, it doesn't matter about the $5. It could be a dollar. It could be $100 to each one of those little things. It's about the mindset that we have. Right. And it comes down to two different mindsets when it comes right. to money. And whoever's asking the question, this is really answering your question. Do you have an abundance mindset?
Right.
Or do you have a scarcity mindset?
See.
That's really the two things. Because that's where all fears are coming from. And that's where all progress comes from. Because if you look at money and the abundance part, you know, que el sol está para todos. Aquí te va $100. I'm going to donate it because I know it'll come back to me. Yeah. Like you, we know family members that are like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're very abundant in one particular part. However, they're very scarcity with one other side.
Right.
So all the question right there about money is, how do you see life? In other words, is right. it, there's only a certain limit of money
right.
or is there abundance of money? And let me literally break that paradigm for you. A long time ago, money was worth something.
Right.
It was backed up by gold. 1971,
mm-hmm. U.S. Treasury.
Nixon, mm-hmm. President, took our money off the gold standard. After 1971 to 2022, and you don't have to take my word for it. However, we saw in the last fucking year, inflation, it eats up the value of our dollar.
Oh, my God.
Right? So,
yep.
After that, day 1971, cuando podías comprar una casa en Los Angeles for $17,000 with a monthly mortgage payment of $50 a month. Why are you laughing?
Dude, because it's so true.
$17,000 home, see, three bedroom, two bathroom, oh, yeah. $50 in a nice mortgage.
Area. In a decent area.
Right?
See.
Now, fast forward whatever 40 something years, 50 years, how much is this dollar worth?
Fuck.
And if we put the emphasis on the dollar, like then you are already having the wrong mindset of how to approach this. Right. Like it doesn't matter how much money you save, because if you're still saving with the mindset of scarcity,
no, bro.
Como lo estás viviendo, así se te va a volar.
Honestly, saving money will never become, you will never become a millionaire. You will never have money by saving money. Saving money is, you're kind of setting yourself up to fail. In the sense that you're thinking, you're afraid. Oh, let me save everything I could. Let me be frugal. Let me not. Even though I'm craving this so badly, but I'd rather not. Let me just save it. You're already thinking, oh, I'm going to get fired. You're thinking, oh, I'm never going to get promoted. Oh, I don't make enough. I'm okay being okay. So I have a little savings so that it backs me up. Oh, I could sleep better at night knowing I have a little savings there. I was okay. You see, you can't do that. Yes, go emergency funds all day. Little money set aside, repairs for your
strategically.
Right. And don't limit yourself. Let's say, damn, I want to take that cruise. Plan ahead. Okay, what is it gonna take? Shit, maybe let me get uncomfortable to get that promotion. Maybe switch jobs. Maybe let me get uncomfortable. Let me step up my skills. Let me get into another, whatever, yeah. I don't know, pick up
side
a different
gigs,
trait.
Whatever it is.
A hobby that's going to generate money. Look, I say, if you're thinking, sabes que, I'll just do enough and set aside all of it or most of it, good for you. I mean, yeah, you have a little savings to fall on, I guess. But in reality, you're cheating yourself short. I mean, you're it's like Kobe and Jordan. Greatest basketball players. If they would have had that mentality, okay, look, as long as I shoot 10, if I make 5,
no, they're
I'm
fucking,
good with that.
They shot a shitload and they missed a shitload.
But nobody talks about that. Nobody remembers that. Nobody cares about the misses, right? Again, when it comes to money, but I save, yes, but with the purpose.
Correct.
To either invest it.
Correct. Save real estate. To buy that home. Save yes. because you know that you're going to start a business and you need something, right?
Capital,
or to pay the bills.
Yep.
There's a strategy behind it.
Have a purpose
and,
for
and
it.
And what I'm trying to, like what I was trying to say, even with the whole 1971, getting our dollar off the gold standard, mm-hmm. it's called fiat money. It's fucking monopoly money. That's what we are working with right now. You know?
Fake ass little paper money.
The government, I don't know if you see it this way, Conrado.
No, man.
Let's say I want to save money.
Okay.
Right? I am working really hard to save money.
Right.
and the fucking government is printing money. And they just keep printing more of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I would do what the government is doing because they're doing it for a reason. So right. if they keep printing money, that means that you have to leverage more money. Mm-hmm. I don't know, right? That's where I'm going with. Because yep. if I yep. work really hard for my money, yep. first and foremost, I'm paying fucking taxes.
See you.
So I'm paying Uncle Sam
yep.
so they could print more money. So then at this point, I'm saving a little bit of money. In this hand, what I'm trying to say is what's worth more than money? Credit.
Yes.
That FICO score, that Experian, TransUnion, Equifax credit score is worth way, way, way more than fucking money. Yep. In banking, me and you that we work so long in banking and loans and everything, we know this. Oh, yeah. You can have a dollar in your fucking bank account with an 840 FICO score. What do you want? How many cars you want? Right. We'll let you borrow.
You're walking on water.
You could have $100,000 in your bank account with a fucking 580.
Yep.
Not even 600, let's say, because that's not good anyway. No. 620. And still, you cannot borrow one fucking penny from us. Mm-mm. Credit is what the government is doing.
Yeah.
Credit is the way for you to hedge your money. If you borrow a dollar to buy investment property or to buy an investment vehicle,
right.
that dollar, you're using it for good.
Right, right, right.
However, right. Los Corridos, hip hop, Kim Kardashian, Instagram, Facebook is telling us to keeping up with the Joneses, right? Keeping up with the Garcias now. So what do? We are spending credit to buy liabilities instead of using credit to fucking buy assets.
That put money in your pocket and not take it away from your pocket. You see, ahorita people are worried about just looking rich, right? That's all they care about. That Louis Vuitton belt, that fucking brand this, brand that. It's okay, buy that stuff, but with passive income money, money you could leverage, money that your investment is giving you some, and yeah, you could splurge a little, ¿por qué no, verdad? Pero people, you're right, mijito. Van y sacan la pinche American Express, the Discover, whatever, a credit card. They give you a $5,000 limit. ¿Y qué es lo primerito que van y compran? Pinche, oh, let me get two handbags. Oh, let me go buy fucking,
oh, I don't vacaciones.
Know, own andale, $5,000 to go wherever. And now you're paying interest on liabilities. O sea, it's debt, the bad kind of debt. The debt que you can't afford, and you're, yeah, estás dando la vida de rey cuando eres un pinche güey, and you're paying interest, on top of late fees, on top of more bullshit, and then you get one. Oh, fuck, that one's maxed out. Let me get another one. Next thing you know, that's $30,000 up and fucking dead, and yet you're still working your 9-to-5 just to pay that interest, and nunca salí de pinche jodido. Jamás. And then you decide, fuck it, chapter 7, that shit. You go, okay, now you have no credit. Nobody wants to lend you shit. Mm-mm. You burn yourself, ¿verdad? And then you start building it back up again. And you fall into the same bullshit again. And I've seen people, and I know people that do this at the bank. We've seen it all the time. And they don't realize, why not take some of that credit and invest it with the bank's money? And I don't know. We gave you a few examples. I mean, fuck, you know, nowadays you could buy cars a tu nombre and you could rent them through apps.
Oh, I know. There's a park lot.
Yes, dude, parking by the airport.
That's like another way of house hacking, but for cars. Yes, like car hacking.
Dude.
I have a friend that did that, and he bought like one of those new Audis, the A something, nice. Like those fancy
those nice ones.
And he'll drive it, and of course, people will want to rent it on the weekend.
Right.
So he'll drive it to work, and then on the weekend, people will. Turo? What is that?
Turo, right? Turo, yeah.
And fucking his monthly payment was like $1,200.
There you go.
And they got paid by renting it out on the weekend. So he'll drive it Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday and Sunday, he'll rent it out. And then that paid for the freaking... That's like a way of house hacking.
See.
And he's driving. True. So that's a good way of thinking about it. That's right. An abundant
that's
way
fine.
Of thinking.
Then that's perfect because now you have the best of both worlds. Exactly. You stole the word out of my mouth. You create leverage. Now, una cosa se paga con la otra. Now, you don't have to pay it out of your 9-to-5. ¿Verdad? Now, it pays itself, and you drive your nice car, and you have a little extra in your pocket. Qué chingón.
Yeah.
like house hacking.
And there's a lot of opportunities right there's now. Still, lot, even if it's expensive, you could still have the opportunities to ADUs. So people that don't know, it's like buying a home, mm-hmm. you could house hack it and then convert the garage into another unit.
Yep.
There's a lot of things that people could do. It's just to get more creative.
Get very creative.
I remember in 2000, and especially talking about the recession, right? Mm-hmm. I'm kind of happy for the recession in a way.
Yeah.
Because if you get the recession, that's when you really get sales. That's correct. Like, that's good for investors. There's a saying that when el panadero and your tios and everybody thinks they're the shit because they fucking did investments, that's when you should pull away. Right? Because they think they're the shit. I'm like, oh my come God, on, bro. Like when the average Joe thinks they're the shit because they've got NFTs and fucking Bitcoins and shit like that.
To sell.
Yeah. That's a time to sell.
When every common Joe blow is doing
it. But when average Joe is fearful about recessions, then you should really... And it's all coming down to the state of mind, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Look at how the state of mind is. Wealthy people are happy for recessions.
Of course, opportunity.
Wealthy people are happy for debt.
Yeah, yeah.
However, if we start looking at people that are poor,
yeah,
they get scared with debt.
Right.
And it's all about savings. I have to work more overtime. So what I'm coming down with all of this, we could teach you tactics.
Yeah.
We could fucking find so many tactics on YouTube. However, we're giving you fish, we're not teaching you how to fish. I know it sounds pretty dumb. If you want to become more financially literate, you could start with Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
Great book.
You want to take it to another level? Cash Flow Game by Robert Kiyosaki. And then you could take it to another level. And there's a book by a guy called MJ DeMarco, which called The Millionaire Fast Lane.
Right.
And another one that's called Unscripted.
Okay. If I have to add a fifth one, I think the first one you should read. I think the first one, just because you have to first change your mindset. Before you start getting into the technicalities, I think there's one book by Jeff Olson, The Slight Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, honestly, I think start with that one just to change this. Change it. Because people want to be a millionaire when? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen that way. If you could save a dollar now, you and I would see it. Okay, cool. That's one small step towards my big goal. Most people would be like, that's pendejo, wey. Come on.
Yeah, you're right.
Seriously.
Yeah, because like we're going back in state of mind, right? So if you're 300 pounds.
Oh, yes. Another like, good example.
Start with one push-up.
Yes.
And that's like saving a dollar.
Or one less cookie.
One less cookie. Yeah. And what it is a state of mind. Right. Because eventually what ends up happening is that dollar or the push-up or the one sit-up or the one cookie, it doesn't matter. What matters is the state of mind, the philosophy you have behind it.
The story you're telling yourself.
Exactly. So because who you are, the philosophy you have, control your thoughts, which control your behavior, which then controls your actions.
That's it.
Let me repeat that. Like, you have to go down to the bottom, not just sugarcoat it, right? Because there could be a piece of caca right here, and we put whipped cream, and we put some fucking decorations, and we put some candles on top.
Some grapes on top.
And some strawberries. But at the end, what happens when you dig into the whipped cream? There's still a piece of caca. A piece of turd. What you laughing?
Oh my God, dude. I'm a visualizer. I could taste it now. Not that I've ever tasted it.
But it's true, right? Oh, anyway. Like we're not going into the root of it. Like, but we want the whipped cream already. That's right. What we want. We want the tactic. We want people to think that we're this, that we're that, blah, blah, blah. And there's a lot of quotes, nice, beautiful quotes, right? Like, we buy shit to impress people that we don't even like. We could keep going.
However,
if that's the whole give a fish instead of teach a fish, you teach someone to fish.
Right.
And what we don't want is to sugarcoat and whipped cream caca. The Charros Teca podcast is here for you to really bake your own fucking cake.
Yeah.
And it starts with the foundation, which is the foundation is your philosophy.
See.
And the philosophy starts with either one of those two. We talk about all these feelings, right? Frustrations and whatever. It all comes down to two or three or four feelings. Love.
Right.
Anger.
Yep.
Fear.
Damn.
Right? Damn. And anger and fear are like into one.
Yes.
If it comes down to that, it's kind of like love is in the side of abundance.
Yeah.
Fear, anger is in the side of scarcity.
See.
Right? So where's your philosophy? Your philosophy is in love and abundance, the golden rule, you know, do things to others, which you are willing to, like, for you. And like, or are you living in scarcity with anger and fear?
Yeah.
And then from there, that's going to change your thoughts.
Right, right.
Your philosophy is going to change your thoughts and what you're thinking about yourself. And then what you're thinking about yourself and when you're thinking about others and the world, it's going to change your behavior, how you feel about you and how you feel about others.
Right.
And
right.
How you feel is going to change your actions, your what you do.
Right.
And that is what we call a destiny.
That's it.
Right.
Yep.
It starts from the bottom. And I think what a lot of people are trying to do is just put whipped cream. And that's not what we want for you. And it's hard and it's difficult and it's very uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. It's like, do you really? Well, you're trying to tell me, Paco and Conrado, it's like, we got to do work. Like, we have to read a book and we have to listen to podcasts and we have to listen to audiobooks and watch educational YouTube videos. Like, damn. If you're already asking that question, then
this not for you.
Then you are not
keep
in
on
a,
decorating your caca.
You're not in a millionaire no. mindset.
Mm-mm.
And I've asked so many questions. This question is one of my favorites. And I've said it so many times in the podcast too. Would you rather have $1 million in your bank account or would you rather have $1 million mindset?
Damn.
Everybody wants $1 million.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
That's better.
They don't want $1 million mindset.
No.
Because it takes work and it takes like that book of Slight Edge. Perfect. Thank you that you brought it up because it talks about compound interest.
Yes.
In banking, we understood that,
right.
But we understood that for dollars.
Right.
Imagine if we start putting that into actions, into that accumulated vessel that you right. do to your wife, that right. accumulated cookie that you don't take, that push-up that turns into two and three and four. Man, bro, I'm grateful that you brought that book up because Slight Edge is another book that I will freaking combo it right there.
Mm-hmm,
Slight Edge with Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yep, yes,
those
sir.
Two right oh my there, God. You got a lot.
The 1-2 punch right combination.
You already got a lot right there for financial literacy, especially now where like this person's asking the recession's coming.
See.
It's not about the recession. It's not about money. It's not about them. It's about how you think about it. Like right. I said earlier, like the upcoming recession, people are talking about it with fear.
Same.
And investors and wealthy people are like talking about, hell yeah, the recession is coming. Like it's time. We're ready to go. And
yes.
Poor people are like, oh my God, the recession's coming.
Right now, my best advice for recession people, clean up your credit.
Yes.
Pay off bullshit debt. Si tienes dinero alzado, 20 grand alzado, motherfucker, get that. Pay off your credit cards. Stupidest thing. I've seen it. I see it all the time, mijito. And what I do for a living, I see everybody's analysis with income. I go deep digging in there, right? And I see people 20, 30 grand savings account at Wells Fargo paying a penny a year. And yet here they are with $20,000 in debt, paying thousands of dollars in interest and fees.
Yep.
I don't get that shit, dude. No entiendo. Take your 30 grand. Yeah, it's going to look like shit when you only have $3,000 or $300 left. But dude, wipe off your credit debt. Pay off those annoying credit cards at 29%. Then you're going to see some more money because you're going to be saving money. Start saving with a purpose in mind, a plan. That's my best advice. Si puedes, eliminate your debt, number one. Number two, have a goal, a realistic goal. Don't say, I want to be a millionaire by 2 years. No, mames. How are you going to get there? Start somewhere slow, right? Slow down. Keep it real, dude. Keep it real. Number three, start eliminating unnecessary crap. Yo ya corté mi pinche cable. You know how good that felt, dude? DirecTV, when I cut them and gave them all their equipment. Bye. Get rid of all that crap that you don't need. The extra subscriptions to Hulu, to Paramount, yeah. Dude, we have a whole bunch of them. Cut them. Todo eso. Córtenlo.
Batting up to fucking DirecTV.
Corten todo eso. We don't need it, dude. It's just, oh, but I want to have it just in case. No, no seas mamón.
Yeah, the enemy of this recession, well, the enemy of this financial literacy and the coming month, the questions like the fallacies taught by elders and everything, one. I could honestly tell you the enemy of you actually saving money and everything, it's the word entertainment.
T.
Right?
T, bro.
Like, do you, we have a choice.
Eso es.
Do we have a choice to watch Netflix for an hour? Because in that fucking hour, you could have read a whole chapter of a Rich Dad Poor Dad or The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Right? And then, of course, Netflix says, are you still watching? And then fucking te avienta el siguiente episode. Like, they like, fuck, dude, don't even let you think.
No.
And then now you're stuck in the second fucking episode for another hour. And that could have been chapter number two.
For real.
Fucking these books are like 10 chapters, bro. Fucking the time that you're really investing into Netflix, you could have been reading his book that could have made you millions of dollars in the future. Because I know it did to me. When I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, it just fucking, like, my brain got like, whoa, what the hell? Like, all the shit that I was told.
So
that,
wrong.
That is actually so good?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Because I was thinking that word was a bad word in my in my home. Sí, like, deudas, drogas. That's what they call it.
Drogas. Yeah.
No, and then for this dude to say, no, debt is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Uh-huh. And then being at the bank. Like at an early age, and I was like, oh shit, debt is good.
Yeah.
Because right here, I'm looking at this guy with $1, good ass bomb ass credit score, buying a home.
Yep.
And then there's this couple, $100,000, bad credit score, can't even borrow a penny.
Fuck.
Who is getting farther in life?
The guy with a dollar, la verdad.
The guy with a dollar with a bomb ass credit score.
Sí, cierto. Dude, our parents, they mean well, but we can't think like that. That maybe worked in the 70s and the 80s. Vete a la escuela, vete al colegio, get your career, get yourself a stable job. I love laughing at that word, stable job.
But we said in the podcast, every freaking podcast, when we start, we say, our families didn't come this far for us to just come this far. Don't look at your mom or your pops to teach you about money.
No.
Don't look at your mom and your dad to teach you about relationships. Don't look at your mom or your dad to teach you about religion. You have to make your own choice.
Yeah,
they got us here.
They did their part.
They
gave you the torch.
They gave you the torch. It's your freaking responsibility. And now we're not owning up to that responsibility. We're still kind of like, well, they programmed me this way.
Yeah.
Well, then cut the damn fucking program. Update your fucking software in your brain. Read a fucking book. Join a seminar. Get into a program. And people don't want to do that. They don't want to put the effort. They want the entitled, like Paco and Conrado, can you give me the answer, please?
What's the secret recipe?
Right? And the secret recipe is never going to be there.
No.
Like,
the first thing, I mean, the best recipe is change your mindset. It'll change your life. Así de fácil, dude. Just change your mindset. Stop thinking negatively.
There's a definition that says the definition of a, and it's not in Webster, but they're like, the definition of a miracle is a change of perspective.
Damn. That's so true.
Right?
When you look at things differently, it's cierto.
Right? For 300 years ago, for someone to say that they could actually get Wi-Fi, right?
Imagínate.
No, like, let's dumb it down. Okay. Like, let's dumb it down. Like, for our great grandparents that came from Mexico, Central America, wherever they came from, for us to show them that we have a running water faucet and we have a water heater and we could actually push a button and caca goes down the fucking drain into the fucking sewer and they're like, where did it go? Like, but our perspective, it becomes, like you said, immune to it.
Yeah.
So now we take it for granted.
We do.
So if we really, the miracle in life is just changing your perspective.
Yep.
And that's why it's good to travel.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's good to travel and to have empathy. It's good to be in a seminar when you think you're like a piece of crap and you're feeling like shit. And then you go to a seminar and you're like, holy crap. I thought I had it bad. And that changes your perspective, right?
Big time.
However, if you're getting your perspective through Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, pobre, you're fucked.
Done.
I'm sorry. If you're getting your financial literacy, if you're getting your education for relationships, if you're getting your your money, all of that through these three big ass apps,
nah, dude,
pobrecito. At least on YouTube, you have a chance to search.
Right.
Like, I'm all for YouTube because you could go in there and you could search.
It's up to you what you want to do with it.
On TikTok, on Instagram, they fucking they tell you.
They literally you. TikTok tells it for you. Like, here you go. This is for you. Un plato de pinche comida de perro here for you.
Y te lo comes.
Yeah. Devour that shit. Just todo, órale, para adentro.
So that's where I hope this answers the question. I know I could give tactics. However, the tactic that worked for me or Conrado.
They're different.
And you could find tactics a lo menso on YouTube. Mm-hmm. However, the real root of the problem is deep down. Your philosophy. If you are responsible for you, for your family, if mm-hmm. you are a responsible human being, you yourself, then you start thinking about life insurance.
Right.
If you yourself are a responsible human being, then you're going to put in the work and pick up a damn book. If you're a responsible human being, you're going to be like, I don't know everything. So let me go to this seminar or to this workshop so I could learn more. Right. You know, how much water can you put on a freaking glass that's full?
It's nada.
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 Nada. Nada. And that's the thing. A lot of people are so focused on content.
Right.
Quiero agregarle más. Quiero agregarle más. And if you start thinking about, it's like a fucking 16-ounce little water bottle.
Right. Right.
Quiero agregar más, agregar más, agregar más. And I'm like, well, how much water can you fit into a 16-ounce water bottle? You have to change your context. You have to change the water into 1 gallon.
Right.
Into the 5 gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And now you could add more water.
Yes.
And change your context is education.
Yeah.
Reading books, taking workshops, listening to this podcast, listening to other podcasts so you can make your own decision.
Right.
That's changing your context from a 16-ounce water bottle to a 1 gallon to maybe a 5 gallon. And if you're lucky enough, dude, to have an abundance mindset,
imagínate.
There's no fucking gallon. It's just a fucking water faucet.
Damn.
Hay agua para todos.
There you go.
You know what? I don't care. I could share my love. I could share my wealth. I could share my money. I could share it with everybody because I know I'm going to have way more.
Right.
Abundance versus scarcity.
Yep. Yep. You guys, let that sink in, man. Let that sink in. If you guys have to replay this podcast, please do so. There's so much we could tell you. It's just really up to you guys to make that click. I mean, what else can we say, Paquito? So we had to do this podcast to kind of get those four topics all in one. It basically comes down to money.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys kind of understand what we're trying to say.
If not, then go read those books.
Yeah, dude, you will get your answers right there.
If you want to prove me wrong or prove me right or prove yourself right and prove yourself wrong, then go read it. Like and
find out for yourself, right?
And at the end, it's not about education. It's about applying the information that you're reading. You know, go test it out. Go test it out.
And take action.
Take. Let's see if house hacking doesn't work.
Right.
It works. Let's see if car hacking doesn't work.
And after you read the books, there's a saying que Paquito le encanta. He's the one that first told me this. Que knowledge is not power.
Oh yeah.
It's potential.
I love that shit.
Yeah,
no. Education is not power. It's potential power.
That's right.
It's only when you apply it that it becomes power.
That's right.
All right, guys.
Enjoy.